in the western Colorado town of Fruita on Tuesday approved a 5% sales tax on medical marijuana and related paraphernalia, making it the first city in Colorado to tax pot. Fruita, an agricultural community located west of Grand Junction near the Utah border, doesn't yet have any medical marijuana dispensaries, which have proliferated in Denver over the past year. The tax will go into effect on May 1st. City officials expect it to raise about $100,000 in the first full fiscal year upcoming, despite the current lack of dispensaries, according to the ballot issue. Nearly 60% of Fruita voters approve the tax, according to the unofficial election reports. Another attempt to rescue trapped miners is delayed. High levels of dangerous gases Thursday night continued to delay a third rescue attempt at the Upper Big Branch mine, where authorities hope to find four missing miners in refuge chambers after Monday's devastating explosion that killed 25 workers. The concentration of highly combustible methane and deadly carbon monoxide in the badly damaged mine dropped during the evening, but not enough to allow four rescue teams to resume their search for survivors and victims of the worst U.S. coal mining disaster in 26 years. In other news, Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has officially announced he is retiring. John Paul Stevens, the court's oldest member and leader of its liberal bloc, is retiring. President Barack Obama now has his second high court opening to fill. Stevens said today he will step down when the court finishes for its summer leave in late June or early July. His announcement had been hinted at for months, and it comes 11 days before his 90th birthday. The timing of his announcement leaves ample time for the White House to settle on his successor and Senate Democrats, who control 59 votes in the Senate, to conduct confirmation hearings and a vote. Republicans have not ruled out an attempt to delay confirmation. Stevens' departure will not change the court's conservative-liberal split because Obama is certain to name a liberal-leaning replacement. Stevens was able to draw the support of the court's swing votes. Now retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor and Justice Anthony Kennedy, to rein in or block some of the Bush administration policies, including the detention of suspected terrorists and its tilt toward protecting businesses from certain lawsuits, as well as its refusal to act against global warming. And in our final story, Oscar Grant protest takes over BART station. More than 100 activists swarmed into the Embarcadero BART station this afternoon to protest what they said is the transit agency's ongoing mishandling of the January 1st, 2009 fatal shooting of Oscar Grant. Nearly two dozen armed BART police were on hand to keep trains running without disruptions. No delays were reported, but one person was arrested at around 5:30 p.m. We were extremely experienced and have been very successful in dealing with all kinds of protests, including anti-war, immigration, and student demonstrations, end quote, said BART spokesman Linton Johnson in a prepared statement posted on the BART website for riders. We have plans in place to prepare for virtually any scenario the protesters throw at us. And so, this is DJ Shane. We're going to start Progressive Progressions up here again. We had a great station meeting this morning, and I think I've chatted enough, but I've had a pretty restless weekend cranking out some webpage stuff, so now's my time to relax. We have a local act, King Baldwin, here in the studio. They're going to come in and chat with us. We're going to play some tunes. But speaking of some new local music, I'm going to play the Super Adventure Club and some other stuff yet to be named. Thanks so much for tuning in, and you are listening once again to Pirate Cat Radio.
Floating high above, just searching all the heavens for one and only. Twin Peaks is a bicycle-powered medical marijuana collective delivering a diverse array of quality smokable and edible medicine to patients who have valid medical marijuana state ID cards. Twin Peaks serves the city of San Francisco daily from 3 to 8 p.m. Part of the proceeds go to support their Sweet Leaf Project, the charitable arm of the collective, which has been providing free medical marijuana to low-income AIDS patients for over 12 years. For more information, or to place an order for delivery from Twin Peaks, call 415-678-6197. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at KPDO 89.3 FM in Pascadero and Pirate Cat Radio in San Francisco.
All right, this is DJ Shane, Progressive Progressions. It's a early Sunday evening in the Mission District, San Francisco. Stop on by to our Pirate Cat Radio Cafe. We are KPDO in Pescadero, 89.3 FM, but also piratecatradio.com, operating out of the Mission District in San Francisco. Over on 21st and Florida, you can get yourself a maple bacon latte, or a coffee, or a t-shirt, or just about anything here. We have King Baldwin, a local group out of San Francisco, and we're going to bring them on the air. And why don't you guys run down the line here and introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Jonathan Eccles, and I play bass with the band.
I'm Alexander Eccles, and I play keyboards and do some singing and some songwriting.
I'm Theo Winston. I play guitar, and I recommend the bacon maple latte. It's actually delicious.
Has bacon bits in it.
Yeah, and bacon grease. Mm-hmm.
It's funny. You can have just about anyone in here. I used to work the cafe just like this during our Greaser's Garage show, which just kind of became defunct in the last couple weeks, but it was an awesome show. Playing psychobilly. And so you have people cruise in here on a Saturday pretty much hungover around 12 or 1 o'clock, watch some
the witching hour,
watch some guys playing on like dobros and upright basses, double bass and stuff like that, and it was just a great scene to see people come in, ask for the bacon maple. You know, you got your marina crowd coming down.
Yeah,
they've been tourists.
Heavy
beer
drink.
Pong. Where's the beer pong?
I'm so sorry.
Look, couldn't have said it better myself.
Closer at my fist, I'll show you.
Dear quarter of San Francisco. I'm sorry.
Couldn't have said it better myself. But anyways, guys, why don't you tell me about where you're from and how you guys got together, and what's on your plate for King Baldwin these days?
Well, what's on our plate besides delicious bacon maple lattes? More of a saucer, actually, I guess. So we have an album that we released recently. And it's called the King Baldwin EP because it's just an EP right now.
And I hold it in my hands as we speak.
Indeed, yes. It has five wonderful songs in it, and I guess we're going to play some of those today for y'all. But, so as far as upcoming things, I guess we're playing the Starry Plow at the end of this month, April 30th.
April 30th.
Starry Plow with our friends Bird Monster, who are an awesome band also from the city. And we go on at, 8:45 or 9 that night, mm-hmm. I think. That should be a great time.
Okay, and so you have Starry Plow coming up. Let's see. If there's something that we forget to mention here, how do we find you on the net?
www.kingbaldwin.com. And it occurs to me, I almost forgot to mention, that we're going to have a ticket giveaway for Starry Plow. So if you actually go to our website and send us an email, pretty much really beg however you'd like. We got two tickets we're going to give away for guest list.
Beg is kind of a strong word.
Beg is a strong
Maybe
word.
Kinda, I just ask.
Inquire.
Yeah.
You know. Caper.
Convince.
Prod. Yeah. Latte.
Canoodle.
I'll get a latte.
Never
you.
Mind.
Yeah. But our email's up there. And yeah, just send us a haiku or something, and we'll probably really appreciate that.
So that's www.kingbaldwin.com.
Spelled like Alec Baldwin, right. But replace Alec right. with King.
Same thing, right?
All right, so interesting point. Where did the name come up?
Alexander? My brother here asked me to do something stupid, So I made these YouTube videos of me playing video game music wearing
a mask on.
Wearing a silver mask, which according to Edward Norton is what the historical King of Jerusalem, King Baldwin, used to wear.
Edward Norton in a movie, by the way.
Right. In a movie. I mean, I know him also, but this was in a movie, and it came to pass one Christmas night that we decided that that name would be a good name for this music project.
That has nothing to do with the internet thing, right?
No, nothing.
All right, so I see a whole bunch of stuff here.
Oh, no.
Castlevania 4, Simon's theme.
Yeah, that's the popular one. I get a lot of comments from people being like, you know, either you're great or you suck, or, you know, calling me derogatory things, which
it's
is great.
YouTube.
You know,
those are
right.
Members too, though.
And, yeah. And some of those are my band members, you know. Like,
that's your mom on there. She says you suck. It's mostly covers, classical piano covers of songs from video games, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Two from Castlevania.
One from Zelda, I think.
From Zelda.
Now,
cover Andy Warhol's Dracula.
Those tunes are intense. When I was...
No doubt.
When I was in college, I remember I forced my way through, and this is a pretty geeky thing to admit, but I forced my way through the Mega Man 3 theme song.
Yes.
And it has these sort of, they always have these awesome, like, descending and ascending simultaneous scales.
Right. It's that, hard.
And you can just imagine some, like, Asian guy, like, with long hair, like, totally rocking out on one of those like Kramer shredder guitars,
yeah,
and just like going at it, and I don't know,
yeah.
But anyways, let's save this video for later. I got it queued up, Simon's theme. But let's play a track off your EP. What track would you like to hear?
What do you think? Should we start off with Old Soul maybe? Or
yeah,
Old Soul's the single off of there. Yeah, Tally Ho.
All right. So Old Soul from King Baldwin, you heard it here on Pyrocat Radio. You can give a call in to 415-341-1199 if you'd like any tickets or to come and just talk to DJ Shane or King Baldwin or talk just about pretty much anything here. That's 415-341-1199, and here is King Baldwin. Thanks a lot.
Enough to believe there's hope in
right, that was a pretty tight track. So, real quick, before I forget, we have some awesome stuff coming up here. Let me just give away, or at least try to give away, some stuff. We're having a lot better success as an internet radio station. As you'd imagine, we have much better success giving away stuff on the website and on our Facebook page than we would over the air. And so it's just, we were talking about that earlier today, because everything's more of a on demand, like as I want, like I want to listen to this now, not when somebody else is scheduled to come on, not a broadcast service, but they want to sort of store it for later. And we have the podcast and the iPod and the stream, and you can download, listen whenever. You know, we could be talking. The joke around here is we're speaking to you in the future. So like if
future.
We're yeah,
yeah.
Future,
yeah.
Future. We, you know, my to, you know, if we if we
flat?
If we yeah. keep this long enough, I could potentially have my offspring listening to this, or you guys could have your offspring listening.
They already are.
Yeah.
Just don't know where. Somewhere.
Alexander has many sort of surrogate offspring, being a teacher.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well,
excellent way of phrasing that.
Real quick, I must tell the listeners, we have a co-presents coming up, Strip Mall Architecture. It's a big CD release party over at Cafe du Nord, and that's with Geographer and Del Valuum, and that's, you know, on Market Street, if you didn't know. It's coming up Friday, April the 23rd. I will actually be out of the country, but Friday, April 23rd, that's at 8 p.m. A pair of tickets for you or anyone in the cafe, if you want, just give a call in, 415-341-1199, or if you're in the cafe, just give a knock on the window. And another show, we also have This Is a Band I Know, so I'm going to announce it. On my sister's birthday, Friday, May 7th, we have the Red Sparrows with Fang Island. They are playing over at Great American Music Hall. Had a chance to see Atlas Sound over there. Awesome, awesome venue. Anyways, yeah. Friday, May 7th, Red Sparrows. I think I'm going to have to go. We have a pair of tickets to see Red Sparrows or the Strip Mall Architecture CD release party for you for free. Two tickets, 415-341-1199. And let's just let that simmer.
Strip Mall Architecture rules, by the way. Those guys are great.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys listen to them, or?
Yeah, no.
That's Jonathan Eccles' opinion. That doesn't reflect on the band.
It's not an official.
Or the lattes.
Patent pending. I just know Rebecca from Strip Mall Architecture, and they had a new single come out a few months ago that was really great, and that whole new album is pretty awesome, actually.
All right. It's been getting a lot of play time here.
That's really cool.
Maybe we could play a song here, because I know it's been reviewed, and I'm pretty sure we have a copy of it here, either on our station computer or a physical CD copy, which is hard to come by these days. But you guys were talking, speaking of recording, you guys were talking about living in a house with a bunch of people. You have your own sort of home studio. How's that going for you?
Well, we don't all live in the same house. We actually all live in different houses, come to think of it. But we have two sort of, there are two places that I'm involved with that have a lot of recording. We practice out at our drummer's house in Ocean Beach, which is really cool. Has a giant recording studio room that's actually double paned windows, double doors, fully sound ISO, so
Our drummer, Gabe Tarot, is world famous as of earlier this week, because
yeah.
he was featured in the Wall Street Journal because he makes these cool, like, ceramic drums. Like, I think he breaks into the pottery
barn
class.
He breaks into pottery barn and steals schematics for building instruments, and then people in Germany buy them and he sells them.
Wait. This is.
No,
we're gonna have to take. We're gonna have, as they say in meetings in the corporate world, we're gonna have to take this offline.
he was in fact featured in the Wall Street Journal for building drums. He's got his own little drum building business.
That sounds more like bordering on like corporate theft.
Oh, no, because that's not exactly at all what was true.
Well, actually, what happens is he volunteers at the same school that Alexander teaches at, which we'll go nameless because we're not trying to promote anybody but ourselves.
Right.
But
Branson, Missouri is a great place.
And strip mall architecture, apparently.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
Whoops!
And so, bacon maple lattes and, you know, anything else we can think of.
Those are just facts.
Right. Sex Island.
All right, well, before we get off on any other tangents, let's circle back, and we'll bring on. Let's see. I think we got the sound up here, and I think someone's about to play the theme from Castlevania. The wonders of free internet and YouTube in the studio. This is pretty talented. You are classically trained, it seems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Alexander started out in classical music when he was three.
And you started later, so you're not as classically trained.
That's good. I am much worse than he is.
It's a hard level, too.
Oh, there was some drumming.
Yeah.
I saw that. So you just missed a little bit of drumming on the cover of the piano. I think you actually need a drum machine. So that would be
they didn't have drum machines back in the year
2008 when you recorded this?
Back in the day.
So this is recorded, the YouTube user ID is The Nothing Room, but basically you can just look up King Baldwin on YouTube, and this is pretty much the first 20 results that pops up.
For some reason, like 6,000, 5,000 people, whatever, 6,000 people are like, oh, this video, we haven't really done anything to prove it. People just keep on going, oh, it's my favorite song from Castlevania. And I guess a lot of people do like Castlevania.
Literally, King
Castlevania.
Baldwin. Who types in half of this stuff on anything?
Half of the people.
People without girlfriends.
You can always find just about anything.
It's Saturday at 3 in the afternoon.
What are you doing?
Leave your mom's basement. There's a whole world out there.
Right.
I wonder if lobsters ever live in trees.
Terrifying. All
right, guys. So while we wrap up the Simon's theme, I was never really into Castlevania, but anyways, wrong CD cover here. What CD should, or what song should we listen to off the new
album? Next, I'd say the Numbers. Let's go Numbies.
All right, so let's go over to Numbers. You guys want to tell us anything about the Numbers track, how it came to be, and what it means?
Well, that one, oh boy, great. I wish I'd prepared for that.
Back to video games.
Right, yeah. No, I mean, honestly, that track is sort of about, it's mostly about chronology and history and then about how things sort of tend to blend together in that way. And I, for some reason, chose to express that through the word numbers. It's very much about kind of looking out at horizons and seeing things in a bigger picture. And I guess it began as this this odd meter sort of piano riff, and then the drummer heard it and went, "Oh God in heaven, we have to turn that into a song." So that's sort of how it happened.
So here's Numbers, and I hope you guys enjoy it. This will be the first time for me to listen to it, but I'm excited, and hopefully you guys are too. Thanks, guys.
Now Your unwanted CDs, DVDs, and their packaging, and keep them from entering landfills and incinerators. Send your unwanted, damaged, or obsolete CDs to the CD Recycling Center, 68H Stiles Road, Salem, New Hampshire, 03079. For more information, go to cdrecyclingcenter.com. This public announcement is brought to you by your friends at Pirate Cat Radio, KPDO, 89.3 FM, Pescadero.
All right, DJ Shane back here. We just had a great service announcement, a useful service announcement. Not that they're never useful, but this one is pretty relevant today. We're talking about recycling CDs there. Also talking about the Twin Peaks, I think bicycle-based medical marijuana, something or other. But anyways, King Baldwin's here. I think we have
Dr. Seuss book.
We have time for a few dozen more cultural references and another song from you guys.
Yeah.
So.
Yeehaw.
I feel like the references are particularly thick because we have like two brothers, so it's like you guys have like a whole childhood and lifetime of like these silly references. That
yeah. Well, we're just brothers genetically, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For better or for worse.
Yeah. So even that was a reference somehow.
Speaking of references, one quick reference. Been talking a lot about Trailer Park Boys for the last few years since I graduated from college. My tight college core group, we were into Trailer Park Boys for a good 2 or 3 years, still holding strong. Not that many people know about it. This guy, Leonidas and Meg, they're both DJs here. Both, I found out that they're both hardcore, like, new Trailer Park Boy converts within the last few weeks. And I came in a couple weeks ago, I started talking randomly to them about it, and it was awesome. It was like, you just utter this, like, one sentence from, and they know exactly who you're talking about. It's just such an awesome feeling when someone gets your reference, you know?
What is Trailer Park Boys, by the way?
Trailer Park Boys is a Canadian, like, sort of ad-lib TV show. And it's been going on for at least 8 seasons with a couple full-length feature, like, movies. Huh. And it's really low rent, low budget, but it's a lot like The Office and, like, but just lower class, I'd say.
Canadian.
Yeah. It's like on Canadian Showtime or something like that. Cool. But you can get it on satellite TV or steal it off the internet or something like that.
I feel like if there was a Pirate Cat cafe in Canada, they wouldn't have bacon, honey, or whatever. It would be maybe
they just
Canadian
have weed
bacon
in there.
Yeah. Just be, what was it, poutine? Is that the fries with the gravy and the cheese on it? You could have that in coffee form, probably, and it would be delicious.
Pirate Yak Cafe.
Yak. Right.
Maybe I'm like confusing Canada with
Bolivia.
That's probably what it was.
With Amsterdam. I was thinking, like, yeah, what if all of our stuff was just made out of marijuana butter?
Man, I love Amsterdam. I've never been there.
I hear there's water out there.
It's like people with legs.
The thought of Amsterdam makes me happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that CD we picked up, we have a cool new CD in there, and it's a surf rock genre, and it's just got a wicked cover art on it, and it's amazing. And we all agreed that we would have to play it. Maybe on it might be on our way out, because I want to sandwich in another King Baldwin track before we go. But I definitely want to listen to it. I think we'll put it on to sort of push us over into the Telepathic Opera with Antoine coming up here in a few minutes. But anyways, we're gonna play a track. Who's the artist again?
This is The Merman, and the album is called In God We Trust. And the back cover,
well, we're actually FCC friendly. You're supposed to say In God We Trust.
Oh,
that's a swear word
with the hyphen in the middle.
No,
I'm just kidding.
In go.
One thing that will never offend people is the reference of
the G word.
Yeah, the G word. Yeah.
So the back cover's got like Jesus with his shirt off, holding a surfboard, with his arm around Hitler, who looks really sad, and his head is on a woman's body, and Jesus is holding a surfboard, and Hitler's holding a surfboard too, but his is kind of like flaccid and droopy. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
It's a postmodern feminist statement.
I don't know what they're trying to get at there, but
is Bart Simpson riding a bubble? What? No, that's a devil.
All right, well, like we said earlier, we're going to have to take this one offline. We got time here. King Baldwin, thanks so much for coming
thank
by,
you.
But we have time for,
thank you for
one,
having us.
One
yeah,
more
thank
track.
You.
One more track.
I do morning.
Morning comes or brain is?
I do morning.
Up to you, Theo.
Brain. I'm a sucker for brain.
Brain, let's give him a slow one.
My brain is?
Oh, we'll give him a... Yeah, I've been outvoted again. So we'll do brain.
Outmoded.
Okay. All right. My brain is with King Baldwin. This is DJ Shane. We're going to just sign off, I think, and just do 10 minutes of music. So thanks for tuning in. I'm really glad that it's getting rain. A little bit sunny out. Yeah, we'll have to walk home. I don't have to walk home in the rain, but let's listen to this. And then if we got time, we'll listen to some Mermen and enjoy the rest of our weekend. Thanks a lot for tuning in, guys, and I hope you enjoyed everything so far. Take care.
Everybody, what's going down? This is Honeycomb Brown from the Jive Hive. And this is DJ BK of the Pregame Ritual and Crepuscular Spectacular.
And we are bringing you the Pirate Cat Radio weekly calendar for the week of April 5th, 2010. Here is what is happening on the air and in the cafe on the corner of Florida and 21st Street in San Francisco.
And finally, on Sunday, on the Soundbite Show, 3 to 5 p.m., Anya Fernald from the Live Culture and Slow Food Nation. On the Progressive Progression Show from 5 to 6 p.m., King Baldwin will stop by. And on the Nocturna Show from 8 to 10 p.m., an interview and a guest, La Muñeca y Los Muertos and Zinema. And finally, on the Long Play a Show from 10 p.m. to midnight, The 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus.
And that's all the events for the week of April 5th. Come on over to the cafe to Lo-Fi a DJ and drink some fun drinks. We are located at 2781 Florida Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. And tune in to hear my new show, Honeycomb Bounce Jive Hive, every Monday from 10 p.m. to midnight.
And don't miss me, DJ BK, and the Pregame Ritual Tuesdays from 6 to 8 a.m. and on Crepuscular Spectacular Thursdays from 6 to 8 a.m.
Thanks for listening.
Toodaloo.
It's time again for new music at Pirate Cat Radio. I'm your music director, Catherine. The first track I've got for you is by local San Francisco band Butterfly Bones. They put the disco in San Francisco. Butterfly Bones is definitely one to watch. They've just got an album out, so be sure to look them up and check out the full length. Coming up next, I've got a track by Deep River Running.
I try to control who I am, more than you won't tempt me to.
The last track I've got for you is by Mux Mool. This track is called Hog Knuckles. It's off his new album, Skull Taste, out on Ghostly International. We're so glad Mux Mool finally has a full length out. Be sure to tune in next week for more new music at Pirate Cat Radio.